This is the United States Dressage Federation's official podcast. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Chris Stafford. On the show this week, we're going to focus on ponies, and we'll be hearing from Alison Head and Lisa Goretta later on in the program. But first of all, we want to remind everybody about the USDF Volunteer of the Year and the USDF Youth Volunteer of the Year awards. These awards recognize USDF members who've demonstrated commitment towards carrying out the USDF's mission. Any USDF member can nominate a youth or adult for these awards, and those nominations must be submitted by August the 31st, 2015. The nomination forms can be found under the Awards tab on the website at usdf.org. This past weekend in Malmö, Sweden, the 2015 European Pony Championships took place, with riders from 15 countries and 57 pony and rider combinations. Whilst over here in the US, the National Dressage Pony Cup will be taking place in the Kentucky Horse Park on September the 5th and 6th. So we're going to focus on ponies in dressage this week. First of all, we're going to hear from the USEF R judge and member of the USEF Dressage Committee, Alison Head. Alison, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. First of all, I wanted to just talk about how ponies have been an increasing part of the dressage landscape in the United States. First of all, what is a pony? Just to make sure everybody's clear what we're talking about. According to the USEF dressage rules, any horse not over 148 centimeters without shoes or 149 centimeters with shoes is classified as a pony. And ponies can be shown in dressage classes with or without official USEF measurement certificates. However, to be eligible for various pony-only classes or awards that are limited to ponies, they must have a valid USDF measurement card. Until recently, ponies in the U.S. were primarily found in the 100 divisions with junior riders or occasionally or, you know, fairly frequently in 4-H or pony club competitions. And, in fact, the U.S. Pony Hunter Finals in the last few years has averaged around 600 ponies, which is a huge number of ponies, and certainly not what we see in dressage currently. By contrast, in Europe, it's very common for and even expected that children start in jumping and in dressage on well-trained ponies. And often these ponies are sort of handed down from child to child and can give several young riders a start in their selected sport. This is not really the model that we've followed to date in the U.S., especially in dressage. But gradually, we're seeing that ponies are making their way into the dressage arena, both with junior and adult riders. And this is a trend that we at USDF and USEF are hoping to encourage. For all ages, you know, we find that ponies can be a great alternative to large horses, is to the beginning rider or to the smaller rider. They're less intimidating, they can be easier to sit, and they're a huge amount of fun to ride. USEF and USDF are both working to give pony riders, whether adults or juniors, plenty of opportunities in the dressage world. All ponies are welcome at all levels of dressage competition, shows and larger USEF licensed shows. The only exception to this rule currently is that ponies may not be ridden in the FEI or international dressage competitions, except in the FEI pony division, which is limited to riders ages 12 to 16. I know that there are riders in this country who are hoping that the FEI will someday change this rule and allow adults to ride ponies in an FEI competition, but this is not currently the case. For junior riders on ponies, USDF and USEF have a variety of fun and educational opportunities, including the USDF Youth Team competitions, which are held in almost all of the 9 USDF regions and feature team dressage competition. It usually combined with various educational events and other fun activities. In fact, we just ran locally our team competition, which had probably 160 kids, many of them on ponies, and this was our 25th anniversary running the same competition. So there's certainly an interest and a lot of ponies appearing at these competitions. For other younger riders, there's also the Dressage Sheep Equitation Division, both at schooling and license shows, and that feeds into the very prestigious USEF, USDF Dressage Sheep Medal Program. And I know, having judged the medal program in past years, there are some kids on very lovely ponies riding in the USEF Medal Finals. There are pony breed awards that are sponsored by the various breed associations, such as, for example, the Welsh or the Shetland Pony Associations. And these can be either at shows or as year-end awards through USDF, beginning to offer pony-only classes, whether they're for junior riders or junior and adult riders, but they will be limited to ponies. And for those kind of classes, of course, those ponies would need to have proof of measurement, i.e. they have to be able to prove that they are, in fact, ponies. There are also performance certificates that can be earned by the ponies through USDF at each level. And for the more advanced pony riders, the FEI Pony Division, which is comparable to the European FEI Pony classes, which is very, very popular in Europe, can bring junior pony riders all the way up to the National Dressage Championship. So there really is something, you know, for kids at every level riding ponies. It's certainly not a limitation to the things that they can do in dressage. And in addition to kids, we're also finding that many smaller adult riders are increasingly selecting ponies as their dressage mount. And there's an increased demand for really well-trained dressage ponies, which can be less intimidating for adult riders and very much fun for them to ride the movements and learn, you know, really how to ride a dressage test. With the advance of breeding of ponies that are suited specifically for dressage rather than for hunters or jumping, many of these small ponies, these ponies are just like small dressage horses. Their gaits are comparable to many of the warm bloods, and there's no limitation on what they can do. In fact, in 2014, a pony was the Attaquan USDF first level horse of the year, beating out many, many warm bloods to achieve that title. And we believe that this is just the beginning of the success that ponies will have as they become more accepted in the dressage ring and more accepted by riders as their mount of choice. For an adult competing on a pony, there are similar opportunities as for the younger riders. There are fun adult team competitions. They can, of course, compete at any show that they want to, whether in a pony-only class or in a normal, you know, normal dressage class. They can earn performance certificates and, of course, compete for the year-end, the USDF year-end All Breeds Awards in the pony class, pony division. If you're interested in learning more about ponies in dressage and what opportunities there are and some of the riders that ride them, there are many resources available on the USDF website, including a series of informative articles that the USDF Pony Task Force promoted and wrote that appeared in a Connection magazine, just profiling some of the pony riders and talking about pony breeding and how ponies are, you know, what they do in Europe compared to what we do here. And I think those articles are very interesting and give us an idea of where perhaps the U.S. can go with ponies in dressage. The USDF Pony Task Force is always looking at ways to promote and encourage ponies in dressage. And we hope that, you know, if anybody has any suggestions, I'm happy to to talk to anybody about suggestions or comments about ponies in the U.S.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Alison.
Thank you.
And now in our continuing education segment, the FEIL2 Chief Steward and USEFR Dressage Technical Delegate and member of the USEF Education Committee, Lisa Garetta, offers a technical delegate's perspective on presenting your pony for measurement. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the program.
Thanks very much for asking me. I've been asked to speak a little bit about pony measurement for the dressage division. For many people, that is a relatively new concept because we do not segregate automatically ponies from horses in the dressage division. But as our pony division is growing and as we're trying to appeal more to the younger set and the smaller adults, it has become a more prominent part of our competitions. So if you have a pony that you're interested in competing in dressage, it must be measured annually from the time it's 3 years of age until it's 8 years of age. So each year from 3 through 7, it would receive a temporary or annual card. And at age 8, that's the last time that you have to have the pony measured because it will receive a standard or a permanent card. If you are interested in having your pony measured, you do not necessarily have to be entered in a pony class at that particular competition. Your pony must be measured at a competition in which it's entered. But anytime you are competing in a pony class, a pony test, a pony division, or for pony awards, your pony must have a valid measurement card with the United States Equestrian Federation. So how do you go about doing that? Well, as I said, your pony has to be entered in a competition to compete. Prior to competing in a pony class, or if you are simply entered in a class and wish to have your pony measured, first you have to consider the level of competition. By level, I don't mean the competition level, training first, second, but the federation competition level, levels 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. If you are competing in a level 3 through 5 competition, then automatically you know that you could have your pony measured because pony tests or pony classes would be a part of that division. So when you enter the competition and you need a pony measurement card, you simply indicate that to the secretary, and your pony will be measured by the competition technical delegate and the competition veterinarian. That's a very important point, because some people think they can just have their own vet come to the horse show and do the measurement, but the measurement must be done by the competition technical delegate and the competition veterinarian. You can first check to see the availability in the prize list, because if pony tests or classes are offered, then there should also be in the pony or in the class list, in the prize list, a mention of when pony measurement will be conducted. If you have a horse that you think is a pony and you are entered in a regular class and you wish to have your pony measured, then again you contact the secretary to see if there will be a time available when the competition veterinarian, who might just be on call, will be available on the grounds. If the competition is offering pony classes, then they are responsible for having an official measuring stick and making provisions for pony measurement. As a technical delegate, one of the things that I'm looking for at a competition where I might be measuring is that there is a suitable measurement surface, because we want to measure where the surface is level and flat, not a sheet of plywood. That would not be suitable. And also that there is a place where the pony can be jogged, because the role of the competition veterinarian is both to confirm the age of your pony and to jog it for soundness. Once you've determined that you can have your pony measured, that the veterinarian will be there, that a stick will be there, then you need to consider how you're going to present your pony. This is something I find, again, as a technical delegate, that many people do not think about before having their pony measured. Now, of course, if you bring a horse or a pony into an unfamiliar situation, they tend to grow taller. Certainly not something that you're looking for if you're trying to have a pony that is measuring under 148 centimeters or with shoes 149 centimeters. So it's a good idea to practice before you get to the horse show. Your pony should be used to standing squarely in a halter, be able to quietly have someone approach them with a measuring stick, if you have a measuring stick, or if you do not have a measuring stick, something like a broom handle that you can bring up next to the pony without having them get skittish about it, that they can handle reasonable pressure on the highest point of the wither, that your pony will stand with having a stranger stand with a vertical stick next to them, that you can lower your pony's head comfortably to expose the highest part of the wither, and that the entire process can happen smoothly without having to hold the pony to stand still or hold the head down, which is not permitted. The horse has to stand naturally at its natural height. And that the entire process is comfortable for your pony. Once you have that, there are a few things to remember about the actual process at the horse show. One, the owner has to either be a member of the Federation or apply for membership at the horse show. The person who presents the pony and presents the information for the pony must be over 18 years of age. The pony should normally have been recently seen by a blacksmith, perhaps not the day before, but also not 6 weeks out when you're going to have more growth on the feet than you wish to have to get an accurate measurement. That the pony knows how to be jogged, can walk and jog safely, so that the veterinarian can determine whether or not the pony is sound enough to complete the measurement. Now, once a measurement starts at a horse show, it must go through to completion. So it's, again, a good idea to be prepared, because when the pony is presented and the information is included on the official measurement document, then the entire process goes through, and whether the pony measures under 148 or 149 or over 148 or 149, that document goes into the Federation. We'll presume that you have done your homework and that your pony's ready to be measured, that you've advised the competition secretary and they have told you a time that the veterinarian will be there. If the veterinarian is on call, you'll need to bring your checkbook, because there is a fee established by the veterinarian and arranged by the horse show. It can cost up to $100 to have the pony measured. If you're at a competition where the veterinarian is already on the grounds, for example, regional championship or the national part of a CDI that would require a veterinarian to be on the grounds, then the maximum fee is $25. After you have made out the form, filling in the name, the pony's registration number, if they have one, the owner's name and address, the owner's federation number, the veterinarian has examined the pony and determined the age, and the pony's been jogged for soundness, then the actual measurement portion begins. We'll presume that your day has gone well and your pony's under 148 inches. At that time, when the form is completed, the owner will be given a copy of the form, and that form is good for 45 days, should you be showing within the next 45 days. And within that time, then you'll receive an official card from USEF. Again, under 8 years of age, your card will be good annually, and over eight, then you get a standard card. Now, it is possible to have your pony measured not at a dressage competition. Perhaps you're in an area where there are a lot more hunter-jumper shows around you than there are dressage competitions, or you wish to be prepared before you go into the dressage competition in a pony class. You can have a pony measured at a hunter-jumper competition by the show steward and, again, the competition veterinarian. Basically, the system is the same. You get a temporary card annually until you're 8 years of age, and then the pony is given a standard card at eight and over. The notification to the competition secretary, the requirements that your pony be entered to compete, the aging of the pony and the jogging for soundness, all of that is the same. If you are going for a hunter pony card, they might be measuring in hands, because in the hunters and the jumpers, maximum height for a pony is 14.2. But fortunately, the conversion to metrics makes that work out very easily, because 148 centimeters is just over 14.2. So if the pony is eligible for a hunter card, it's automatically good to go for dressage. And that's really all there is to it. It sounds a little complicated. It's always a good idea to actually read the rule and make sure that you're familiar. So if you're looking at your USEF rulebook in the dressage division, the actual pony measurement requirements fall under DR 135. I always recommend that competitors read the rules under which they're competing, or in this case, the rules that stipulate the requirements for pony measurement prior to entering the competition. So we're hoping that as we go forward with this, we'll be growing the pony division. Again, we are looking for young people who wish to compete in ponies, eventually building our FEI pony division. but we also have a lot of petite adults out there who really don't need a 16 or a 16-1 or a 17-1 hand horse. I happen to be one of those. I've always thought I might be better off on a pony. So that's all there is to it.
Thank you very much indeed, Lisa, for explaining that to us.
It's my pleasure.
And you can find more information on the USDF website at usdf.org. You can find more information on ponies by going to the pony page. And whilst you're on the website, be sure to check out all the latest educational information and resources on eTrack. And you'll notice on the front page of the USDF's website the link to this year's convention, which takes place at the Rio All Suite Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas from the 2nd through the 5th of December. On that link, you can go to all the latest information and to register for the convention, as well as the meeting and education schedule. And that's it for this week's program. Thank you for listening wherever you are in the world. And remember, the USDF is your connection to the American dressage community.